Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Mayapur 1976. Prabhupada held open darshan every evening, and his room filled quickly. One devotee showed Prabhupada photographs of Nittai Gaurasundar from ISKCON Baltimore. Prabhupada examined the photo with appreciation and expressed his desire to personally visit Baltimore and view these deities. My comment. Prabhupada later fulfilled his desire when one morning he, quote, took his walk in a car and drove from ISKCON, Washington, D.C. to Baltimore during his final tour of the United States in 1976. A female devotee informed Prabhupada about her preaching attempts in Cleveland, Ohio. Prabhupada listened. Although it sounded like her preaching was independent of the ISKCON Center, he heard of her successes and he encouraged her. My comment. This Mataji was older than most of Prabhupada's disciples, and she didn't take association from other devotees or from Prabhupada's GBC representative for Cleveland. It also appeared that her philosophical understanding was not exactly correct. Still, Prabhupada genuinely appreciated her independent attempt to encourage others to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and to spread Krishna consciousness in her home city. Another Mataji, Chandravali, who was one of Prabhupada's senior disciples and who had pioneered ISKCON's preaching in Mexico with her husband, she voiced a complaint. Chandravali said, Prabhupada, we hear that in our philosophy, the men should treat the women as mothers. But actually, the men, especially the sannyasis, don't treat the women as mothers. Instead, they treat them as Maya. Their attitude, not the women, seems more like Maya. It doesn't seem proper. Prabhupada heard her complaint carefully. He smiled softly and began to reply. His words dropped from his mouth as if they were sweet ripe fruits falling from a tree. Prabhupada said, yes, the men do not treat the women as mothers, nor do the women act like mothers. Neither do they dress as mothers. My comment. Prabhupada answered this delicate question with directness, acknowledging the, quote, butter and fire nature in the dealings between men and women. Vedic culture compares men to butter and women to fire, not vice versa. In Kali Yuga, women seem determined to break from their traditional roles in social dealings. They seem to be thinking, if the butter-like men are disturbed, then that's their problem, not ours. Why should we be penalized and our position restricted or minimized? Prabhupada, however, was not inclined to compromise the Vedic standard. Identifying with our body, whether we are male or female, is spiritually incorrect. Still, we have to deal practically with the temporary nature of our physical condition to facilitate our spiritual progress and the spiritual progress of others. Both men and women should adopt the activities and restrictions of their bodily roles responsibly, despite the fact that those roles are temporary, and they should remain sympathetic and not antagonistic to the position and the needs of others. That's my comment on that issue. Developing love for Radha Madhav. As Gaur Purnima approached, Prabhupada continued to lecture every morning and pointed us towards developing loving service to Sisi Radha Madhav. Prabhupada said, without having a loving connection with Krishna, it is not possible to see him. You may practice this Hatha Yoga or gymnastic yoga for many, many births, but you cannot see Krishna. Krishna can be seen when you smear love ointment in your eyes. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena. And that is possible through bhakti. Therefore, why not practice bhakti yoga from the beginning if you want to see Krishna? In our bhakti yoga, we can teach this art of seeing Krishna within the core of the heart in 1 minute. It is so simple. You are seeing Krishna here in the form of the deity. Let this make an impression, and try to keep that impression within your heart always. Then you become a first-class yogi. Why so much gymnastics and pressing the nose? No, take directly. If you are engaged 24 hours in the service of the deity, you cannot see anything except the deity. This bhakti yoga practice is so simple. Therefore, it is the duty of guru to engage the neophyte devotee always in deity worship. Sri Vigrahara Dhananityanana Sringaratan Mandiran Manjanado Yuktasta Bhaktan Sanijanjatopi Bande Gurasri Saranaravindam. It is the duty of the guru to engage his disciple in deity worship, in cleansing the temple, in dressing the deity, in decorating the deity, and in so many engagements. So everyone should be engaged. If one is not competent to dress the deity, he can simply wash the temple and cleanse it. That will also help. There is no difference between one who is cleansing the floor of the temple and one who is engaged directly in the deity worship. There is no difference. They are all the same. Don't think, I'm engaged in cleansing the floor of the temple and he is engaged in decorating the temple, therefore I should be envious. No, there is no question of one duty being better. Any kind of duty you're engaged, so kamana tababhyacha, if you cannot do something which is hard for you, you can do anything for Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master. You'll get perfection. It is not that I have to do this, I have to do that. No, Krishna's service is manifold. If one is unable to take one kind of service, the spiritual master can give him another kind of service. Both services are accepted by Krishna. My comment. It is devotion that pleases Krishna when one devotee shelters another. It is devotion that brings Krishna happiness when we offer him a donation. And it is devotion that awakens Krishna's appetite when we offer him food. Humility. Prabhupada said in a lecture, if you want to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then you have to take to the principle of Trinadapi Sunichena. You have to become humbler than the grass. Grass is lying on the street. Everyone is trampling down the grass. There is no protest. Tarorapi Sahishnuna. And more tolerant than the tree. The tree is giving us so much help. It is giving us fruit, flower, and leaves. And when there is scorching heat, it also gives shelter. And you may sit down underneath. So beneficial. Yet, we still cut. As soon as I like, I cut it down. But there is no protest. The tree does not say, I've given you so much help and you're cutting me? No, the tree is tolerant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected the tree. Taror api sahisnuna and amanina manadena. For oneself, one should not expect any respectful position, but the devotee should offer all respects to everyone. Amanina manadena kirtanaya sadahari. If we acquire these qualifications, then we can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any disturbance. These are the qualifications. Here's my comment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listed these qualities as the prerequisite for constant chanting of the holy name. Humility and tolerance are present only in one cleansed of all sinful and pious reactions. Being fixed in these qualities is real fortune. Reaching this platform requires not only our earnest endeavor, but also Krishna's mercy. Okay, we shall end here. Hare Krishna.